All that because all the men hang around there, you know.
Oh.
That's probably just, you know, one or two of the ladies of the evening in there. Soldier of the streets, I call them. Well, princess of the pavement, the man would be the soldier of the street. A couple of songs I wrote one time that nobody knows about now but me and you.
Okay.
But, yeah, cat house. That'd be where all the guys go and cat around, you know what I mean? So.
What about a fellow who just hangs around the street?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't I mean, you know, like a bum.
Sure.
I don't know, you know. Probably. Hobo, that's not around anymore. It's just a bum.
Hobo, you mean one that travels?
Yeah, you know. The last of the great hobos was a guy named Marvin. Everybody always thought it was Marvin something, you know, but that was his last name. And the gentleman, matter of fact, he was on Route 66 one time with Todd and Buzz. Oh, well. Yeah, we make it go. Well, anyway, back to that, the guy, you know, he was just a bum. And his name, anywhere, just about anywhere in the state of Mississippi you went, especially in the north part of the state, you know, everybody, if you said Marvin, they knew you were talking about. And he'd spend the night in somebody's barn, spent the night in this old man's barn out close to our house one time, Mr. barn, and some of us boys were out there playing one day, playing horses or cowboys or something, and we found a bag full of nickels, dimes, and quarters. And had intentions, really, I guess, of leaving it there till we made up our mind, you know, that it was okay if you stole it from him, you know, if you got it because you found it in the barn, even though you figured it was his. But anyway, we went back in a day or two or something like that, and it was gone. So he came back and got it. That's how he made his living, you know, just going around and, you know, and picking and grinning and bumming nickels, dimes, and quarters and eating out of garbage cans. And he had, seems like, maybe a sister and a brother and, you know, and some relatives and left him a good deal of money. But, yeah, mm-hmm. That's where we were, I believe, you know, yeah. Anyway, he would be a drunk, you know. One who drinks would be a drunk, you know. No winos, no distinction in particular about what kind of drunk. I mean, if he's a drunk, he's a drunk. Well, like I said, it's not that enough of those cheap hotels, you know, crash houses or anything like that around here to really know what you're talking about. But a doghouse, you know, flat. Oh yeah, right. Be sure to go by the courthouse. I mean the county jail down here, which is, you know, like a block and a half southeast of the square. And get a look at the whiskey steel. You know, it's a real sharp one. It was, you know, modern, nice, and the way they caught the guy, he's been doing it for a long time. But, and, if, you know, it's not the first steal that they got around here, but, that they found. But most of the time, they'll find a steal way back on the back of somebody's old farm property, you know, and nobody's around, they just find a steal, and they approach the farmer about it, or whoever owns the land, they say, man, I don't know anything about it, I haven't been back here in 5 years, see, so they get the steal, and nobody ever... But this guy had bought like a truckload of sugar, you know, and it's used to make the stuff. And they traced him, see, and they just followed him, you know, and they went out there and when he took the sugar in, they caught him back. So he'll probably get some federal time for that, you know. But anyway, it's a dandy, you know. The stuff they make in the steel, you know, of course, moonshine whiskey and white lightning. And as I said, homebrew. Homebrew is basically, would be the kind that you would make at home for your own personal consumption. Sometimes it is, tough, but it's not Mountain Dew. I've never been intoxicated in my life on anything except my own ignorance, you know, my stupidity, natural high, I guess you'd call it. But I've tasted, you know, a lot of this stuff, and matter of fact, most of it made a little bit myself, you know, I mean, just, you know, playing around, you know, with muscadine wine, and when it's made right, it is excellent. Not that very intoxicating. Well, this little Japanese friend of mine, he was half Jap, Jimmy Jap, and we made some strawberry wine one time, and we put too much yeast in it. And whenever we went, we put in gallon jugs with tin foil around the top, you know, rubber band to hold the foil on. We went back a couple of weeks to look at it and had eaten the foil off. So we decided we didn't want none, so we poured it out in the grass. It was wet in the middle of a pasture in an old watershed house, and